And one can only wonder how many times a letter like that was read and reread by the family, by relatives that stopped by. In fact, they had no newspapers, that kind of thing. And this was a glimpse of a fantastic event. But the letter writer himself never made it back. About four months after writing the letter, he was killed while they were on their way to conquer Cusco. But there were other documents that have come up, and there was the Incas themselves, they didn't write, they didn't know how to write, but they kept records on quipus, which were knotted strings, and that's how they stored all of their information. But when the Spaniards arrived, they taught some of them started going to school and learning how to read and write, that kind of thing. Soon after they arrived, there was a man named Poma de Ayala, who was a native Andean Indian. He was about 5 years old when the conquest began. And he spent about 20 years wandering around Peru, wandering through the wreckage of the Inca Empire, and taking notes and interviewing people, trying to find out what happened, and drawing pictures with a pen and ink about what he saw. And after 20 years, he compiled a manuscript of about 1,000 pages, with more than 400 drawings. And when he was about 80 years old, he decided to send this off to the King of Spain, because he wanted the manuscript to convince the King of Spain that they should improve the conditions among the conquered Inca people. And he sent it off. And of course, they didn't have Xerox back in those days, so a 1,000-page manuscript was all that he had. He had one copy, sent it off by ship, and that was the last he ever saw of it. The manuscript made its way up by the ocean, across the Isthmus of Panama, to the Caribbean, all the way to Spain, and apparently never arrived to the king, but more than likely some bureaucrat filed the manuscript away. About 300 years later, in 1908, a researcher in the Library of Copenhagen, Denmark, stumbled across the manuscript, this 1,000-page manuscript, and it reappeared after it disappeared for all that time. And with it was 1,000 pages with 400 drawings, and many of the drawings are in this book. And along with the manuscript, the Poma de Ayala, this 80-year-old native Andean, had sent a letter to the king, and just a little, this is just a quote from the letter they sent to the king of Spain at the time, describing how difficult this process had been, spending 20 years wandering around the Inca Empire, trying to compile this manuscript when there was all kinds of thieves and robberies and that kind of thing at the time, trying to hold on to this manuscript. And Poma says to the king, "In weighing, cataloging, and in setting orders of the various historical accounts, I passed a great number of days, indeed many years, without coming to a decision. At last I overcame my timidity and began the task which I had aspired to for so long. I looked for illumination in the darkness of my understanding, in my very blindness and ignorance. For I am no doctor or Latin scholar, like some others in this country, but I make bold to think myself the first person of Indian race able to render such a service to your majesty. In my work I have always tried to obtain the most truthful accounts, accepting those which seem to be substantial and which were confirmed from various sources. I have only reported those facts which several people agreed upon as being true. Your Majesty, for the benefit of both Indian and Spanish Christians in Peru, I ask you to accept in your goodness of heart this trifling and humble service. Such acceptance will bring me happiness, relief, and a reward for all my work." So that's the story.